Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Inner Sight. Inner Sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have within you the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So stay with us, and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today is esoteric schools, and we'll find out what that means as the show progresses. I'm sure many people don't know what an esoteric school is. And also, we'll be giving you a gift today, and stay with us, and we'll talk more later on about what that gift is and how you can order it, and just a matter of calling on our toll-free number, but we'll discuss that more later. Today we have an opening thought from Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey is the founder of the Lucis Trust Organization, and Lucis Trust Organization sponsors this show, Inner Sight. And Alice Bailey wrote 24 volumes of literature, and all of the dialogue that emanates on this show is found in the works of Alice Bailey. It all comes from the works of Alice Bailey. And now for our thought from Alice Bailey. Up to now, the so-called esoteric schools have dealt with aspirants on the path of probation or purification. The schools now forming, such as the Arcane School, are concerned with training disciples and preparing them to tread the path of discipleship. And what do we mean by, what is the path of discipleship?
Disciple, I think, means literally in its root meaning learning boy, one who learns, a pupil. And this is related to the idea of the masters being teachers, great teachers. Disciples are those who voluntarily put themselves under the tutelage of these masters, which are also known as the spiritual hierarchy. So the concept of discipleship is the conscious undertaking of a human being to work out and commit himself to a course of evolution, particularly in terms of spiritual consciousness. A disciple is one who is seeking to expand his or her spiritual understanding and thereby become a more cooperative worker in the plan of God for our world. I don't think you can talk about discipleship without immediately bringing in the idea of the plan, which is the design of divinity for our world, the intended purpose that God seeks to see revealed on earth, and which depends significantly on the cooperation of humanity. Humanity is always the questionable factor in this working out of the divine plan. It's the unknown quantity of contribution, and yet the plan utterly depends on humanity's cooperative efforts to work out God's will. Disciples are those who seek to understand that plan and to prepare themselves to cooperate with it.
Yes, discipleship is kind of marks a particular stage in the evolution of human consciousness. It's a stage when the soul, you might say, begins to make an impact, a direct impact on one's outer life and the values that one takes on and lives by. And so the phrase is the path of discipleship, and it's this moment, this stage in one's life when one begins to take the path and the requirements for walking this path very seriously. And they essentially step onto the path, and it begins to transform the way they look at life and the way they live their own life. And it doesn't, nowadays, the term discipleship doesn't mean that one has to go live in a monastery and like it might have been in the past. It's now being involved in the world, and that's very much different than it used to be.
Another thing to point out about discipleship is that it spans a very wide range of spiritual development, and it's not an elitist term. There are certain claims that a truly spiritual person would never make for himself, such as to be an initiate or a master. Anyone who claims those titles for himself, you can be pretty sure they're not one. But a disciple is not an elitist term. It doesn't imply a particular level of attainment. It's more a declaration of commitment, of willingness to cooperate.
Is it more or less a way of saying, I'm on a spiritual path?
Mm-hmm.
That's what discipleship is.
At some stage of it, maybe at the very beginning. But
that's one of my main focuses, mm-hmm. or that's my primary focus in life, to be on a spiritual path. So we say we're a disciple. And
yes, and there is a particular stage of discipleship in the writings of Alice Bailey called the pledged disciple, one who has pledged himself or herself to consciously take himself in hand and get himself together and honed and buffed into a more usable instrument. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about a long, long period of development when you make that pledge. That's just the beginning of what's sometimes called the endless way. Not to discourage everybody.
I would imagine that the esoteric school has a lot to do with bringing a disciple further on on the road of being on a spiritual path. Let's have you tell us, what is a true esoteric school?
Well, the word esoteric means that which is hidden or removed from outer sight. It doesn't mean exactly secretive, but not trotted out for public mass consumption. The esoteric can pertain to all kinds of topics, and it's that inner, more sequestered or hidden layer of truth. Most of the world's religions have an esoteric strain. There's esoteric Christianity. Esoteric Islam is called the Sufi teaching. Esoteric Judaism is the Kabbalah. Most of the great world religions have that hidden inner side of teaching. And an esoteric school is one that teaches these inner truths, inner doctrines. The opposite of esoteric is exoteric.
Exoteric? What is that? What's exoteric?
Exoteric pertains to the tangible, the outer, the observable, the measurable, the quantifiable.
Esoteric is it's related to the phrase you use at the beginning of the show to describe our show, seeing that which is always present but not yet fully recognized, and our studies of our esoteric studies are just that, and that's largely what the writings in the Alice Bailey books deal with, the esoteric presentation of understanding of the world that we live in, but from a side that we can't yet see. It's always present. It's always there. And it's just learning to see what is there in a new way.
That's interesting. You know, yesterday I went to the ophthalmologist, and she gave me a field vision test, and then she showed me the pictures of my two eyes as they were demonstrated in this test, and there was a big dark spot in my eye, and she said, "That's your blind spot." She said, "Everybody has one." Well, the blind spot is what I suppose the esoteric training of a school strives to overcome, the blindness that that causes us not to see what is right in front of us. When we talk about an esoteric school, we're not talking about the weird and wonderful side of life that the psychic people like to, the UFO people like to consider. It's not that. It's what's right in front of us, and we don't see it because we're not sensitive to it. It's a much higher level than UFOs and so on.
Yeah, it doesn't really deal with phenomenon like that, of astral phenomenon, but, I mean, we recognize the existence of this astral phenomenon and all of that stuff that so many people get caught up in, but you recognize also what place it has in the whole scheme of things, and it's usually pretty much of a low profile, and its importance is not terribly high. But you begin to make judgments like this and be able, evaluations, you might say, in the way that we look at the world.
The difference of an esoteric school and a phenomenal school might have to do with spiritual values, because the esoteric school trains the disciple to recognize spiritual laws. We did a whole series of programs a few weeks ago on spiritual law. If some of our listeners remember, one of the great laws of the spiritual path, for example, is the law of karma, or cause and effect. And an esoteric school teaches the disciple to learn to understand these laws and cooperate with them. Most of them, would you say, have to do with energy and force, learning how to wield spiritual energy for the good of God's plan.
Yes, and it's learning how to use the energies of the mind in meditation, mm-hmm. and how to use meditation as a service. And it's manipulating energies not for one's own personal
Mm-mm.
benefit,
no.
but for the plan, as you say. It's for the furthering of the plan and bringing the new values of the soul into the world, because that's the great value of meditation.
And when we talk about manipulating energies, what you're referring to is the invocation of light and love and the will mm-hmm. to good.
It's not manipulating mm-hmm. other people's minds.
No,
it's using one's
not.
Own mind and working with energies and of love and light and distributing them into human consciousness. And
mm-hmm.
that's the way meditation, as it's taught in many esoteric schools, can be used as a service.
Yeah, one of the great laws of the spiritual path is that it's absolutely wrong to interfere with the freedom of another human being, or to overcome their will, or to coerce mm-hmm. them in any way. So when we talk about manipulating energies, we're talking about, through meditation, invoking light and love and the will to good, to permeate human consciousness so that the minds that are capable of responding and ready to respond can be stimulated by those energies. That's not an interfering or a misuse of a person's free will. And that's an important thing to distinguish.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight, and our topic for today is esoteric schools, and in keeping with that, the Lucis Trust Foundation is being very generous today. They're giving you a book free of charge. The title of it is What is an Esoteric School? And it's by Alice Bailey, the founder of the Lucis Trust organization. So give us a call if you'd like to. It's a call on our toll-free number, by the way. Give us a call on that number if you'd like to order that pamphlet. Once again, the title of the pamphlet, What is an Esoteric School? And call us at 1-866-695-8247. Once again, 1-866-695-8247. And you'll find the dialogue that we've been setting forth on this program. Much of it will be captured in the pamphlet, What is an Esoteric School? And it goes beyond what we're talking about today. And I first learned about an esoteric school when I read the autobiography of Alice Bailey, and that says a lot about the esoteric school in it, and it's also an interesting book on Alice Bailey's life and brought her to the point that where she became involved with Lucis Trust and the Lucis Trust organization, and she became so deeply involved in spiritual philosophy. And also, we've done many shows, and if you'd like to key into our website and listen to our previously archived library of shows, our website is www.lucistrust.org. Lucis is L-U-C-I-S. And by the way, an easy way of remembering the phone number, if you'd like to order our gift today, our gift to you is, once again, the pamphlet, What is an Esoteric School? The easy way to remember the number is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of New York Lucis. And also, it's important to say that all of the work of the Lucis Trust, including this radio program, is funded by the voluntary donations of people like yourselves who support the goals of the Lucis Trust. We're not endowed, nor do we have a wealthy benefactor who helps to pay for this program. We depend on the donations, large and small, of individuals. So please give if you want these programs to continue on the air. Donations can be sent to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. I'd like to pursue this topic a little further about esoteric schools. Is the Arcane School, now I've heard in my visits to your office, I've heard about the Arcane School. Is the Arcane School, is it an esoteric school? And also, who founded it and what kind of training does it provide?
Alice Bailey founded the Arcane School in 1923. The training of the school is now offered in 8 languages: English, Spanish, French, Dutch, German, Italian, Russian, and Greek. I hope I just named 8 languages. And we have students literally throughout the world. It's a correspondence school, meaning that people are provided with instruction, written instruction in meditation, and study lessons based on the ageless wisdom, mainly on the books of Alice Bailey, but many other great spiritual writers as well. And the focus of the Arcane School is 3 parts: study on a daily basis, if possible, study of spiritual scriptures and texts, meditation on a daily basis according to instruction by the school, and service. Mm-hmm. The reason for that being that it's a spiritual law that spiritual energy received must be grounded and distributed. In other words, it must be shared. It cannot be kept for one's own spiritual development. That violates the spiritual law that energies are universal and meant to be freely shared. So every student is encouraged to apply his spiritual understanding, whatever it is, in building better relationships and learning to wield energies of light and love in his or her environment, starting with the home and the workplace. Mm-hmm. Arcane, maybe we should define.
What does arcane mean?
Well, arcane is similar to the word esotericism. It simply means that which is hidden. It's like esoteric.
Mm-hmm. So they're synonymous, those words?
They're kind of synonymous, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here we are talking on a public radio program about something that's hidden. Why are we doing that?
Well, it's hidden in the sense that it's there, but you just can't see it.
And I guess part of the job of the Arcane School is to reveal it, I guess.
Yes, yeah. We don't mean to be secretive, but we also feel that when the student is ready, he will find us.
That's what we should point out, too, that these teachings may be, they may have to do with that which is hidden, but they're not hidden
exclusive
away for only the elect, or only for the selected few, only for you and not for you. It's for anybody who is ready in their consciousness to partake and to delve into these teachings and into these books.
Wasn't there a movie or a book a few years ago called Hide in Plain Sight? That's really what esoteric truth does. It's right there in plain sight, but we don't see it because of our blind spot.
Yeah. And let's see, what else can we say about the Arcane School? It's
Alice Bailey wrote about it in her autobiography. It was her main discipleship task as a soul when she came into incarnation. Even as a young girl, she started preparing for it. And it was her project, you could say, on behalf of hierarchy to establish an esoteric school. She never claimed that it was one of the true mystery schools. It's not. There are levels of esoteric schools, from the probationary that emphasize character development and tend to focus on the physical disciplines like vegetarianism and celibacy and yoga practices. There are many different spiritual paths, and people who want to take up one of these paths have to do a lot of inquiring and investigating to find the right path.
And the Arcane School is a school for work. And
is it ever?
It's not just a reading course. It requires definite work, and it's kind of like college-level study, if you might say, because it involves meditation reports each month and writing of papers.
Study papers? But you don't get a degree or a diploma?
No, you don't get any of that.
You
get the benefit of walking, standing on the path. You really are serious about, and this is for people who are really serious about discipleship training, and if they're at that point in their life when they can make the commitment and take a pledge to their soul to undergo this training, then it's for them.
I can remember years ago hearing about the Arcane School. It's mentioned in the back of every book by Alice Bailey. And I remember reading that little announcement and saying, that's for me, because I knew I needed training. I knew I needed something to help me get my mind under control and disciplining my lower nature. The instinct to serve was there, but the inability to really focus mentally and to think my way through the problems that were confronting me made me realize I needed training. And I think a lot of people get to that point where they say, help me. And what it develops is that you have to help yourself. And the training of an esoteric school gives you the techniques to apply yourself to yourself.
That's another point to bring out, that you don't have a teacher that lead you by the hand. You don't have a guru in the Arcane School. The only guru is your own soul. It's you. It all goes back to yourself. A lot of the questions you have to begin to understand and answer by yourself. And you do the study, and you can. You'd be surprised. So there isn't any guru that you have to obey or pay allegiance to or any of that sort of thing.
No, that would be considered a quality of the old method, and the newer method of the present time is for people to take themselves in hand and, like you say, obey their own soul. But at the same time, there's a unique quality about the Arcane School that it's group training. Although people work on their own and study and meditate as individuals, not attending classes of any sort, still, the meditation and lessons are shared by students all over the world in 8 languages, and it's quite amazing the development of this sense of the inner subjective group that comes, and it's an absolutely wonderful thing. The Arcane School is above the level of cultural differences, so that we have students in Africa, in the Far East, in South America, Europe, North America. We have students in Israel, we have students in the Philippines, in Colombia, and we all have this shared spiritual view.
And there's a large group in Russia.
Yes.
And there's tremendous interest in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's kind of the amazing thing, that all over the world you find this interest in these teachings.
Mm-hmm.
And these people come from different cultures, different religions.
It has nothing to do with culture.
It has nothing to do with that. But it's the oneness of the soul that speaks to them, and it's that's what is stimulated by these teachings, I think, is the soul factor, and that's what begins to work upon you.
I think it's important to say at this point that it sounds like a religion, but that's almost frequently asked question, is Lucis Trust a religion? We're not a religion. People come from all backgrounds, walks of life, and varieties of religion. We're a spiritual philosophy organization. Sarah reminded me of one of my favorite thoughts or quotes, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear, and that's what the Arcane School is about. Maybe you're at that point and you want to explore it further, so you can order our free booklet, pamphlet, What is an Esoteric School?, which we're sending out to you free of charge. Just call us at 1-866-NY-LUCIS, think of New York LUCIS, or 1-866-695-8247. Does an esoteric school have specific relevance in today's world?
More than ever, I think, particularly because of the two purposes of an esoteric school as emphasized in the Arcane School. One is the development of the path in consciousness, or the bridge called the Antahkarana, which develops and expands the mind, and the other being the sense of synthesis, the recognition of the wholeness and the pervasive oneness of all life. Surely this sense of the integrity and the wholeness of life is needed now more than ever.
Yes, and the emphasis is upon integration and alignment with the soul, mm-hmm. and that is a tremendous preparatory work for the coming world teacher, which mm-hmm. we have talked about, and because it depends on each individual making this alignment with the soul, and the school provides excellent training for that, because it goes on for a number of years. It's not just a short course.
Should we say how many years?
Maybe around 15.
Depending on your pace. And then you don't get a diploma.
No, I would think it would go on for many lifetimes, actually, spiritually.
Well, it does with a lot of people.
Yeah,
it's
this
the rest
is just
of their
a start.
Lives.
This is just a baby step. We're not talking about an advanced school.
No,
it's intermediate. And in fact, it's said that humanity isn't really ready for the real, true mystery schools. Those will come later. Mm-hmm. And all this teaching that we call esoteric now will then be exoteric and perfectly obvious.
At this time of the year, we hold one of our most important public meetings, the Festival of Goodwill. And that takes place on Saturday, May 25th. And you would all be welcome to attend and meet other people who share an interest in this work and teaching. Please write or call for a meeting schedule and conference program for donations and for finding out information about the Festival of Goodwill. You can write to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005, or give us a call either to have that gift that we're sending out or for information about the festival at 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of New York LUCIS. That's about all the time we have for our discussion today. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.